Well, she's gone. Gone this morning, yeah. See what a fool I've been. Oh, Lord. Okay, so, yes, what was the intent of recording again? Oh, yes, to ramble. Alright, so, just to distract myself from writing a script that I have come to a complete and unexpected stop at because my brain would not let me write in peace. Because why? I've got a crap load of songs in my head. And it's just, it's not helping at all. It's just not helping. Especially when you're trying to write a script that is so damn hot. And then you get this song in your head that's completely unsexy, completely unrelated to what you're writing. Huh. Yes, so I was in the middle of writing a script, a collab script at that, and I was listening to Spotify as I was doing it. Bad choice. Really bad choice. So, as I was writing a script, and I came across this song by Steve Steve Kakic. Steve Casket. No. That's not even his name. Okay, Steve Hackett. Yeah. Came across this song by Steve Hackett called "The Ballad of the Decomposing Man," and that's one of the least sexiest songs I've ever heard. As I'm writing a steaming hot script, first thing I hear: "In a very very large factory, I belong." You know what, a night shift all year long. Poor Freddy on the chainsaw lost his feet, thinking of a blonde he'll never Shit, I forgot the words of how it went, but it's a Steve Hackett song called "The Ballad of the Decomposing Man" from his Spectral Mornings album. As I was writing a script and it was about to get hot up in here, there it is. That song. That stupid song that I have on my Spotify playlist. I mean, I listen to it when I need a pick-me-up, but as I'm writing a very sexy script, boom, there it is. And I'm just like, what's the next part of the script again? Okay, my mental boner is gone. So I can't produce any more sexy stuff at the moment. Which is very disheartening because I have my heart set on completing this script. And oh my gosh, so far so good. I'm very proud of it. But when you come to like a dead stop, like when you hit a writer's block in that one part, and it's all due to a song, you just can't help but think. That's what I'm thinking right now. No, I've had something similar like that happen one time. Oh, I was writing a very, very sexy script, which I thankfully finished. So, as I was writing a script, and I was listening to a bunch of Janet Jackson, you know, all the sexy stuff, you know, especially Throb. I think Throb was the driving force behind one of my Mel for Mel scripts, because, of course, the driving hard beat has to accompany the driving hard fuck that you're writing down in a script, so. Yeah, and then after a while, I came to this song, I didn't come to it, but you know, I mean, you know what I mean. As Throb finished, and I was getting really close to the hottest part of the script, and I thought of something hotter, and I was trying to think of a way how to write it, and there goes, oh Lord, what was that song? It was another song that I had in my Spotify playlist. Oh God, what was it? What was it? What was it? Oh, I can't remember, but it was something really silly that just ruined the mental boner. It was oh, what was it? I can't remember. But it was something off the wall silly, and it was I think it was another Steve Hackett song. No, it wasn't. It was not. It was shit. It was the It was the oh, now I remember. Sorry, it took me such a long time to remember it. It was this version of A Great Gig in the Sky by Pink Floyd, and it was done by this band called the Squirrels. And they did this version of A Great Gig in the Sky where this okay, so there's this version of A Great Gig in the Sky, and this like starts out with this guy saying, "Okay, let's get the girl in." And then you hear another person say, "That girl didn't show up." And he's like, "Oh shit. Well, might as well do the vocal myself." Oh, wow. It was just so hilarious. I couldn't even finish the whole script. I was laughing so hard listening to that song, that version of A Great Gig in the Sky. I think I might link those songs in my comment thingy. Yeah. So my brain is not working due to a bunch of mental boners, and pretty much my brain's overheated by now. Ugh, because of these hot thoughts in my head as I'm writing. Maybe after I record this audio, it could be restored back to normal. And I could get on to finishing the script, hopefully, and I'll post it either tonight or tomorrow, hopefully. Maybe tomorrow because I got work then. So, yeah. So I wonder if y'all had that same problem. If you were about to record an audio and you were listening to some sexy music to get you inspired and whatnot, and then some crazy song, some really silly boner killing song just pops up in your playlist. Now, I should have thought of this before. I should have thought of this before. I should make a playlist of sexy songs to get me to keep me more focused when I'm writing a really hot script. Keep me focused on the sexuality of it all, and you know. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. I should have thought of that before, but no. Anyway, yes. So, I just thought I'd ramble for a little bit and kind of distract myself for a little bit from writing a script, and I promise I'll get back to it. I just wanted to rant and ramble a little bit. So yeah. Yeah. This is going nowhere. Okay. Well, I'll see y'all later, and off to writing I go. Bye.